The former Bank of Australasia is classified by the National Trust and listed on the Victorian Heritage Database. Constructed in 1857 by Mackenzie and McGowan, it was designed by local architect Nathaniel Billing, who also designed St. John's Church. In 1857, the well-known English writer James Bonwick described the building as the handsomest in town, universally admired for its taste. It is considered one of the finest examples of early banks in Victoria. The ghost that haunts the former Bank of Australasia is believed to be the bank manager Douglas Roy Smith, who committed suicide in the private quarters on the top floor of the building on the 27th of February 1933. His death certificate states that he was 53 years of age and died of gas poisoning. The Port Fairy Gazette reported on Smith's death the same day. A gloom was cast over Port Fairy early this morning when it was learnt that Mr. Douglas Smith, the well-known and popular manager of the Bank of Australasia, was found dead on the premises in Sackville Street. The bank cleaner went to the building early this morning to engage in her usual work, but no response was forthcoming to her knocking, and she immediately reported this unusual occurrence. Entrance was effected through the upstairs bedroom window by friends who were shocked to find Mr. Smith had expired sometime during the night or early this morning. The late Mr. Smith appeared to be in a normal state of health on Saturday afternoon when he was one of the members of the bowling rink which won the tournament of St. John's, Warrnambool. On Sunday he was in great spirits, although it was well known that he has been in ill health for some time past. His friends did not have any cause for anxiety. The tragic occurrence is therefore all the more painful to his numerous admirers and his host of friends. The late Mr. Smith has been manager of the Port Fairy branch of the Bank of Australasia for many years and was a bachelor, his quarters being on the bank premises. The article notes that Smith served in France during World War I and his mortal remains were to be returned to his family for burial at Launceston in Tasmania. Rupert Mackenzie Doole testified at the inquest into Smith's death. He described himself as a friend and stated that Smith had been taking his meals at his home in William Street for the previous 2 years. Doole last saw Smith at 7:15 p.m. the previous night when he left to return to the bank. The record reveals Doole was one of the party who discovered Smith's body. On the 27th of February last, about 9 a.m, I was informed that Mrs. Black, the charwoman, could not obtain admission into the bank. We obtained a ladder and I entered the bank through a window facing Sackville Street with Mr. Tonkin. We entered the bedroom usually occupied by Mr. Smith, but he was not there. The mattress and bedding had been removed from his bed. I could see deceased slippers on the floor of another room through the open door, and I entered that room. I saw deceased lying on a mattress on the floor. The body was lying on the side and face inclined downwards. I lifted the bedclothes from his head and could see that life was extinct. I saw a piece of tubing fixed on a gas bracket on the wall and the end was on the floor near deceased head. The gas was partly turned on and there was a smell of gas in the room. Whilst deceased was at my home on the Sunday evening, he was in excellent spirits and appeared to be in his usual state of health. He has not, at any time, given any indication that he would take his life. The inquest states that Smith's doctor had been treating him for a bad heart. It is possible that his mental health was affected by the trauma of his wartime service and the impact of the 1930s depression, contributing to his decision to take his own life. Given he did not discuss his troubles with his friends or leave a suicide note, it is impossible to say what motivated his actions. The first floor of the former Bank of Australasia is available today as accommodation for travellers. I visited the first floor quarters when we were researching Smith's story for the book, and it was light-filled and breezy, all except the middle room, which had a distinctly different feeling about it. This room aligned with reports describing where Smith's body was found. There was even an old gas fitting in the wall, although not in use anymore. We heard whispers of travellers having unusual experiences at this accommodation, but weren't able to locate anyone with a story. So if you stay at the property and have a ghostly encounter, please let us know. We would love to hear about it.